Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom, you know, we've been around this game for a long time, and when you don't hear from a general manager, the problem is the pressure gets put on everyone else who works for you because they're trying to get answers. I never want to ask a head coach about a personnel move. I never do. Because until after the fact, hey, you got so-and-so, what are you going to do with this? Or how do you replace a great talent like so-and-so? Now, everybody around the Browns, and it'll be shut down for the next week until they come back because of the bye, but or until at least the trade deadline. Like, when you trade your starting quarterback from the beginning of the season and don't say anything about it, it's just a weird look.
That's what compounds this. You're right, Andy. I think if we had at least gotten a statement from Andrew Berry when he traded Flacco, kind of an explanation.
Even if it's, you know, just hot air, we really appreciate everything that Joe brought to the quarterback room, and he was great on the grass, but we wish him the best of luck.
And you can appreciate this as a media member. You hate that moment when you say, Andy, this is more of a question for Andrew, but when you have to preface it with that, then you know you're going down.
And that happened to Daryl.
It happens all the time, to be quite honest with you. And as a media member in this town, you know, I think the Guardians are so transparent. I mean, Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff are always out and available.
And that's a long history.
It is.
Now, part of it is they play 161. They're always available. But
there's more moves within the roster, all that kind of stuff.
And I've said it 100 times. They make a move at rookie A-ball.
Yeah.
Now, and there's a press release with a quote on it.
And we have been a little bit spoiled in that Andrew has been available in the bye weeks. As I mentioned to Daryl, I don't remember it bumping up against the trading deadline as it is this year, which is not necessarily an excuse for Andrew, right?
I don't even know. But, Tom, the irritation for me is that he didn't talk after Flacco.
I agree. And that's what makes this worse, right? And given all the turmoil, given the Garrett situation, given 2-6, given the quarterback scenario, given the fact that, you know, he's on the hot seat as well as his coach, that it probably would have benefited him. Now, all that being said, we all would walk out of an Andrew Berry news conference saying, good God, he said nothing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So, yes.
But it's the optics. And in fairness to the Browns, they're one of the few teams that put their general manager in that situation around the league. Hmm. Most teams have their head coach as the in-season spokesman, if you will.
Okay.
And you would hear from the GM then, you know, before and after the draft, maybe at the scouting combine, you know, intermittently during the season, not necessarily in the bye week. It would also be difficult for Andrew now to really legitimately answer questions, rather, about evaluating young players. How do you think Dylan Gabriel's playing? That's really unfair at this point, right? It's an incomplete grade, isn't it? Right? So I don't know what we really would have gotten out of him.
I don't know that the question isn't fair. You're just not going to get a real answer.
A good answer.
That's the whole
exactly.
thing. Yeah.
And again, the optics are bad now. And it's different than the way they've handled it in previous years, which makes it even more troubling. But I'm not making that big a deal out of it, to be quite honest.
All right, let me take a couple of phone calls. Cool Ray's
Please
with
do.
Us. Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So,
thanks for hanging, man.
Anytime, man, anytime. You know what I'm saying? But I was calling to give you guys the best and worst Halloween trick-or-treat story of my life.
Go for it, man. I'm freewheeling today. Jeff's not here. I'm off the rails. I do whatever I want now. Go ahead, yes.
So I don't remember what year it was, but it was a year right after E.T. came out. So okay. I was E.T. the following year. This is when you can carry. I had a twin-size pillowcase. It was filled with candy. Me and my brothers, three of us, we went back to the house, dumped it out, went for the double up.
Okay.
I seen all the candy bars. Came back, my mom and her friends stole all our candy bars.
Oh, man.
It was like every...
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody was giving out good candy that year, good size candy bars. And when we came home, we like, oh, my God, there's no more Snickers or Milky Ways or nothing. Oh, like, oh, worst trick or treat ever. But my question about the Browns is, though, when I hear you guys, especially your guests now, was talking about Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Why is it that you guys are moving the goalposts? I don't care about play calling or anything like that. I'm looking at arm strength. I'm looking at the throws that he's making, and I'm looking at – and we can't keep blaming the players. Like, if you are a running back and you run a 40 at 4.7, I know that's slow, and the Browns pick you.
Wait, 4 days, seven and, hours? Okay, keep going.
No, if your 40 time is 4.7.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
And the Browns pick you, and you can outrun anyone. Is that the player's fault? It's like, if you have deficiencies, and they're watching the tape, they claim they watch the tape. So they seen that Dylan Gabriel was small. They seen that he didn't have a great arm strength. They knew this. So we can't keep blaming him. When he has defensive, we can't keep blaming the linebackers or the receivers. If they watched the film, they looked at what the deficiency was, and they still drafted them. The deficiencies didn't get better. You just drafted them for your team. So we can't get on the radio and keep blaming the players. We have to blame the coaches and the front office.
Right, but you drafted him with the idea that you were going to develop him. Right, Cool Ray.
Now you're going back and you're blaming the coach and the coaching staff.
Not blaming
you can't develop –
I'm not blaming anybody. It's a rookie quarterback who's had four games under his belt. I'm with you that we have not seen the arm strength. We have not seen the confidence in him being able to step up and in the pocket and throw a 15-yard out. We haven't seen it yet. That's not to say that it's not.
He doesn't have it. We've seen enough passes. We've seen enough passes through enough quarterbacks, rookies or veterans, to know what we're looking at. I'm not saying that he's a bad quarterback for another team. I'm saying for this type of division, this type of weather, we see what we see. He doesn't have it.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just my issue with that, Cool Ray, is though, why would you pull the plug on that now and then put another rookie quarterback in a situation where he's going to have the same failure? I mean, it's a situation right now where you have so many variables working against your rookie quarterback that he's doomed when he's out there.
One more quick one. Thomas, go ahead. Hey, Thomas, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Hey, well, first off, I just wanted to call in Mr. Withers. It's Thomas, your neighbor from Westlake, or used to be your neighbor from Westlake. But
did Withers give out good candy on Halloween or no?
I think so. Honestly, I can't remember.
Yeah, I just want to make sure he wasn't the guy handing out fruit or anything. Okay,
how are you, Thomas?
Yeah.
I'm good. Your softball team kind of whipped us earlier this year.
Oh,
but
okay.
I want to call in and say hi.
Gotcha.
But quarterbacks, Stefanski, all that. I think Andrew Berry, at least like the fans deserve at least something out of him. I mean, with the chaos that's ensuing around this organization year after year, I feel like just some simple transparency could do maybe a little bit of rehabilitation for the fans.
Some goodwill.
Terms of Gabriel, I think keep giving him his chances, but I'm curious to know. I mean, I think you got to give Sanders at least like a couple starts, because we got to know if we're going to draft another quarterback next year. So
yeah, I think a good call.
What the rest of the year looks like. But
hey, thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah,
I didn't mean to hang up on it. The coaches know what the coaches know, and we don't know what we don't know. And I think sometimes we forget about it.
So true.
And you may think the coaches don't know what they don't know. And that's always, I think that's the great conundrum.
The other thing too is, and we talked about this off the air for a second, if there was a real drumbeat to make a change of quarterback now, you'd be hearing a little bit of that.
You would.
And we're not, especially from an organization that has kind of been known for it over
Kevin
the years.
Kevin shut that down real fast on Monday.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Not his focus right now.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.